Like people 30 and under in workplaces everywhere, Officer Tanner Lowry is labeled the tech-savvy one by default.
Since I'm the younger one, so, you know, technology is a little bit more, you know, my thing just because...
So when the Dillingham Police Department got a batch of 4 new wearable video cameras last month, it was Lowry they called on to help get them set up.
Turn on. It's just a flip of the switch, and it just takes like half a second to turn on, and then it vibrates, and then a little red light's on to indicate to me that it's on.
The 1.5 by 3 inch camera sits Velcroed on the center of Lowry's chest, sandwiched between a flashlight and a handheld radio. The camera is actually one of the smallest things he has strapped on his vest. And Lowry says the new cameras, at $250 a piece, are much better than the $80 models DPD was using when he got here 2 years ago.
They were smaller. They were difficult to understand if they were on or not. They had just had one blinking light. In the dark, it was just pitch black. You couldn't see anything. These ones come with a light, so you can actually see pretty well in the night with them. The camera quality's better.
Of course, Lowry says there are still limitations. Since the camera's on his chest and not, say, attached to a pair of glasses, it's not going to see what he's seeing if he turns his head. But Police Chief Dan Pasquarello says the cameras are a step up from the department's long-standing practice of audio recording.
We've always documented our interviews and our contacts with audio.
In his 20-plus years at the department, Pasquarello's seen the technology shift from microcassettes to digital audio recorders, and finally, a couple years ago, to digital video cameras.
We decided to get body cameras for the same reason a lot of police departments in America are going to body cameras, to visually document police activity and our interactions with the public. We wanted to reduce complaints, document evidence, and record videos of crime scenes.
Time magazine reported last month that of the 18,000 local and state police departments in the nation, nearly a third of them are in the process of putting body cameras on their officers. In big city police departments, like the LAPD, for example, the transition is expected to take millions of dollars and dozens of new staff to keep up with video storage. But for a small department like Dillingham's, it's an easy enough task. Each of the 8 officers is responsible for offloading his own videos onto one big external hard drive at the end of each day. For Officer Lowry, the 20 minutes of extra work is well worth the peace of mind he gets with having proof of his behavior on the job.
It's actually really helpful when you're in situations and you have someone who's saying you did something bad that, you know, is not really right, and you're like, I didn't do that, and you have something to prove that you didn't do what they say you did.
The video clips stay in their neatly organized files indefinitely, or until they get handed over to the district attorney's office. Asked whether members of the public can request to see the videos, Pasquarello indicated that has not been the department's practice.
We just release the videos as discovery in criminal cases.
4 of DPD's officers have been getting used to the new cameras for a couple months now. The other 4 are slated for an upgrade this week. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Coulton.